Last week's public meeting went smoothly overall. Mayor Kasim Reed, city officials, and community stakeholders productively exchanged ideas for about 2 hours. The lone exception involved this question.
What is so frightening about the word agreement?
That's Reverend Anthony Motley of the Lindsay Street Baptist Church, located in the English Avenue neighborhood. An ongoing point of contention is whether the community benefits package will be a legally binding agreement or a non-binding plan.
We want an agreement, Mr. Mayor. We want an agreement. We don't want a plan.
A heated exchange between Motley and Mayor Reed ensued.
No, hold on. You don't have to tell me who votes. I know who votes. Well, That's why I'm sitting in this chair and you're not.
Let me remind you.
I need to remind you both.
That's why you're where you are.
Well, but see,
hold
that's
on, gentlemen.
Why
gentlemen, wait. Please.
You make cheap personal.
Gentlemen, wait, please.
Shots at people.
Gentlemen.
That's not becoming of a mayor.
Gentlemen, wait.
After it was broken up, Reed said his intention has always been to end with an agreement.
The better path was to come up with a plan that had community buy-in through meetings like this. And once a plan was finished, then we would convert the community development plan into an agreement.
Yvonne Jones hopes so. She's chair of the neighborhood planning unit for Vine City and English Avenue. If it's merely a plan, Jones fears small neighborhood groups will lose control of the process.
It's our community. And so if you don't allow smaller nonprofits or developers to work with the larger ones, then there'll be someone imposing their ideas onto our community and their development concepts. And that's what we don't want.
At the meeting, Reed ensured a level playing field between small neighborhood groups and larger ones. The next meeting is September 4th. The process is scheduled to wrap up in October. Jonathan Shapiro, WABE News.